The title of the book is Buzz the Buzzard, written by T. Albert, read by Matt Wiggins, for Ronald McDonald House Charities of Oregon and Southwest Washington. Welcome, stranger. I'm Buzz the Buzzard. You must be here for some advice. But I have to tell you, the old water hole has dried up, there's no fast food restaurants, and the closest hotel is 100 miles due south. Now, how can I be of assistance? I understand. You're just waiting for the Red Rock tour bus. Then you saw me and decided to have a closer look. Well, while you're here, let me give you some advice. It's free. There is nothing more important than your family. That's it. Oh, I guess I could add that friends could be considered your family. Your family doesn't just have to be your mom and dad, or step-parents, or brother, or sisters or cousins, aunts and uncles. Well, you get the idea. Your family is all the people who love you and all those you love. What's that, little one? How do I know? Well, it is a long and sad story. But I will make it short since I see your bus coming down the road. Not long ago, the sky around these parts was full of buzzards. Yep, my family. One day I decided that living out here just wasn't enough. I wanted to go to the big city. Now, my family begged me to stay. They told me how much they loved me, how much they needed me. They reminded me of all the good times, but I didn't listen. Off to the big city I went. But it wasn't long before I knew that I had made a mistake. No one loved me in the big city. I had no family, and I was all alone. But I was lucky because I could just flap my wings and head back home to my family. And that's just what I did. I don't know what happened, but when I got home, there was no one to greet me. No family, no friends, just empty space. Oh, I see your bus is here, so go on, get along. But remember, there is nothing more important than your family. The bus pulled up, came to a stop, the doors opened, and Buzz's family stepped out carrying souvenirs from the big city. "We all went looking for you, and are we glad you're home," Betty Buzzard said with a smile. The end.